Now, that was different than the other, let's say, trades that were working in the camps. Especially if you were stuck in camp, if you were a cook or a bull cook or the sewer treatment plant operator or the guys in the shop or the any part of the crew that kept that operation running, or you were on the airport crew, if you never went anywhere, you were stuck right there. And one of the things that I did when I found this out, and we were sitting around one night, and Dale and I were sort of celebrities anyways, because we were known as the two guys that lived in the women's barracks. The reason for that was that when we first started on that project, there were no women working on the pipeline, period. They did not have women. And John told him, he says, listen, you guys better get ready for some women, because a lot of these students that are working for us are going to be women. Well, of course, you got to realize, this is back in the days when women just weren't in those kinds of construction camps out in the middle of nowhere. I mean, that's just the way it was. And in fact, a lot of guys liked to do that kind of work just because they knew there weren't going to be women around. All right. So at any rate, when we first started, like I say, the camps were small. When we were building, for example, I'll give you an example. When we were building the road, working out of Galbraith Lake, I'll use that as the example because that was my base camp, the camp I operated out of. We had, I think, rarely did we have more than 160 people in camp. That same camp, when we were building the pipeline, had about 1,200. So, now it wasn't the same camp. I mean, obviously it was bigger. But what I mean is, so when we first started out, it was a very small camp. And the barracks units were 20-man units. In other words, you could put 20 people in there. You had 10 rooms, two people to a room. Well, when we showed up in 74 with our crew to do excavation, or when the crew showed up, I should say, Dale and I were already up there. I think we had three or four women. And, of course, these are young, attractive women. I mean, you know, they're like in their early 20s or late teens, you know. And these guys, I mean, they had no idea what to do with them. And so they decided the thing to do was put them in the same barracks that Dale and I were in, because, you know, we were all working together. And there were a couple other guys in there, but what happened was, so they started doing this. And then once the unions got news of us having women up there, then, for example, the culinary union, cooks, bull cooks and so forth, they said, hey, listen, we got a lot of women, and, you know, they should get a shot too. So, and this was basically just Galbraith Lake in the beginning, Galbraith Lake camp. So, you know, the culinary union sent a couple women up. So the guy said, Jesus, put them over there with the archaeologists, because that's where the rest of the women are. They don't want women scattered around.